In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Saint Anne, Mother of our Blessed Mother, be our grandmother. Come to our aid and keep us safe. Intercede for us when we hurt our mother by offending her son, your grandson. Protect us from evil and all who want to hurt us, and ask our mother, your daughter, to look graciously upon us. We ask you, our grandmother, to bring our sorrow to our Blessed Mother, so that she will take our offering as adequate satisfaction for having offended her son. Saint Anne, Mother of Mary, and our grandmother, we ask you to intercede for us to your daughter and your grandson as we cling to your apron, seeking protection from you. Today's holy moment, sign of the cross. These daily moments of reflection are offered in the desire that you can use them as a springboard, directing your actions and thoughts as an offering of satisfaction to the Lord. The most favorite devotion of the early Christians required no special knowledge or skill. You did not have to be literate. You did not have to be able to speak. You can have all your fingers or only one. And yet, this one devotion contained the witness to the greatest mystery of all time, of all creation, of all eternity. This simple devotion brings together the faith of the entire Catholic Church. It is the central mystery on which the entire foundation of all creation, as well as the flowing foundation from which the Church gets all her graces in her ministry of proclaiming salvation. The sign of the cross is an enormously powerful prayer because it gives acknowledgement to two of the greatest truths that Jesus gave us. In the witness of the sign of the cross, we announce our belief in two of the most central truths of our Catholic faith. With the recitation of the words, "In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit," we are announcing the mystery of the one God in three persons. The gesture of outlining the cross on our upper bodies with our right hand, forehead for God the Father, midsection for God the Son, left and then right shoulder for God the Holy Spirit, is a visible witness in the death and resurrection of Jesus, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. The cross itself is a sign of the three persons in one God. The cross is an image in time of the Trinity's life in eternity. On the cross, Jesus held nothing back. He gave everything in self-sacrifice. This is a self-giving of the Son for the Father and the Father for the Son. Each makes a complete and loving gift of his life to the other. And that gift, that life, that love is the Holy Spirit. The sign of that love in the world is the sign of the cross. Using this sign not only for prayer, but for all the different moments during the day, can turn your day into a continuous succession of holy moments. This simple gesture alone can become the greatest means of proclaiming and witnessing to others that you are one of Christ's intentional disciples. Saint Anne, Mother of Mary and our grandmother, we ask you to intercede for us to your daughter and your grandson as we cling to your apron, seeking protection from you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.